Hello and welcome to another episode of the Win Your Daily Battles podcast. My name is Jamie and I'm the host for this show. Guys, I am just happy to announce that I'm about to get a decorative tattoo on my torso and I'm super duper excited. I cannot wait for it to happen. It's something that I've always wanted to do just so I could cover and camouflage the scars I have from all my surgeries. And I have a trusted artist who's going to do it for me. And I cannot wait to just show to you guys how it's going to look like. And why am I sharing this? It's because for today's episode, I'm going to be talking about feeling beautiful while you're on cancer treatment. Because we all feel like crap during the treatment process, especially if you lost your hair and you just came out of surgery. It's very normal to not feel sexy and hate how you look like and wonder if boys will ever like you again, especially if you have it when you're young. All this is absolutely normal, and I went through all of that, which I elaborated on my book. So yeah, today let's go deep and talk about feeling beautiful even if you have a diagnosis. So in my book entitled That Shit Called Cancer, which is available on Amazon, it's a self-help book that shares some information about how I coped with a diagnosis, a total of 4 occurrences in the span of 5 years while being away from my family who are in the Philippines, and I'm getting my treatment here in California. So I wrote my story, and a lot of it has to do with self-esteem and feeling good, just because I got diagnosed when I was young. I was 36 at the peak of my career. I had beautiful long black hair and I was just living life as a hotel concierge here in San Diego, California. I was just embracing life and have been very, very new in America. I was just staying here for maybe 2 years when that happened, around 2 years. So imagine the devastation I felt when suddenly I have to go bald and have a scar on my left boob because I did get a lumpectomy. And it really affected my self-esteem, especially I came from a career in the Philippines where I was doing TV. I banked on my looks a lot to make money, and to have that taken away from you temporarily just feels so paralyzing. And I think every woman can relate to that because we want to feel beautiful. We want to look good. We want to be appreciated with the effort we put when we try to beautify ourselves. So to not have that is quite devastating. And in my book called That Shit Called Cancer, I elaborated on certain beauty tips on page 68 and 168, if you have the copy of the book. And the entire book, I was also talking about how I felt so insecure as the treatment was going on. And even if my hair was growing into this cute pixie cut, and I actually got signed by a modeling agency here in San Diego because they loved my look, I still didn't feel good on the inside. And I guess that's just how it is, because cancer can really make you feel ugly, and you have to constantly fight that thought and make yourself feel beautiful in so many different ways. So how do you find hope after going through a surgery? On page 68 in the book, whether you did lumpectomy or mastectomy, I'm gonna read to you what I wrote here just so it will give you a spark of hope that it's not over yet. And there's still ways to make yourself feel good and look good, even if you have a scar or your breast got taken out, or if you didn't opt for reconstruction, it's still okay. There's still ways to make it look nice and feel good about it. So in my case, after my lumpectomy, my left breast got a little bit smaller. There's a dent on where the surgery was made, and my nipple became an innie. I lost sensation in the area where the cut was made. And if you did radiation, like in my case, the skin in that area will also get a little darker. But thankfully, there's a lot of ways to improve your boobs' aesthetic appearance post-surgery. So these are some of the examples, such as nipple reconstruction. I've done a nipple reconstruction on my left breast because my nipple became an innie, and although it doesn't look the same anymore as before, it's still nice to know that, hey, at least my nipple came out to party, right? At least it's still there compared to before where it's tucked inside. So a nipple reconstruction is a good alternative solution if you're bothered that your nipple doesn't look the same anymore. And then second is the breast lift, which I haven't tried, but I do have cancer survivor followers who tried this. Now, if one of your boobs got smaller and you want to make it look better or at least make it even after surgery, then you can consult with a plastic surgeon to do a breast lift. It's raising the breast by removing excess skin and tightening the surrounding tissue. So again, this is something I haven't tried, but I've heard people try it. And so far, it really, really worked. And the next one, which is something I got really amazed by, is getting a 3D nipple tattoo. Because when I went to this artist here in San Diego, I was consulting for my torso tattoo. And apparently he was able to present to me as well that, did you know that I also do a nipple reconstruction, but not through surgery, but by making a 3D nipple as a tattoo. So sometimes when you remove the breast and you have a reconstruction, your nipple disappears. And of course, you still want to have a nipple, even if it's just a nipple, right? Of course. You don't want to look like something's missing in your body. And when you get naked, especially if you're young and you're still sexually active, you want to have something. So this 3D nipple tattoo blew my mind away because it's right there. It looks real, especially if the artist is legit. You can have it done and it still looks like you have a nipple, which is amazing, which actually is not my issue, but it's still good to know that there is an option out there. And lastly, of course, is the decorative tattoo, the one I am telling you about, where if you have scars all over your left chest. Now, I know that tattoo is not for everybody, but if it's something that you're entertaining, this is a great way to just place an art on whatever it is that's keeping you insecure. In my case, I do have a lot of scars on the left side of my body, my torso. So I'm so excited to have it covered by a nice art that means a lot to me. And if you want to follow that journey, I hope you follow my Instagram page because I usually post photos in there. And I'm definitely, definitely going to share to you guys how it's going to look like later on. Now, for the other beauty tips that I wrote on page 168 of the book, I discovered that microblading really, really helps you feel beautiful if you're going bald and losing all the hair in your body. Just because when you do chemotherapy, you lose the hair, you lose all your hair everywhere, even down there, even your eyelashes, your eyebrows, everything goes away. And at least if you get microblading in your eyebrows, it just makes a big difference. You still look normal. And even if without makeup, you still look gorgeous. And did you guys know that if you're a cancer survivor, getting a microblading is free? Yes, you just need to look for a FeeBrow legit artist and present your diagnosis proof, and they do it for free. I mean, some of the FeeBrow artists don't do it. I'm not sure why, but according to a very legit source, the one who did my eyebrows, they're supposed to wave it off as a gift. And what you need to do is just tip your artist if they did a great job and you're happy. But I would strongly recommend getting a microblading done for your eyebrows before you start your chemo and lose everything else. Because at least, at the very least of everything, you have your eyebrows to hold on to. And of course, play with wigs and headdresses. I love this part where when I was bald, it actually gave me the license to wear different types of wigs, try bandanas, scarves, fedora hats. This is the time to be stylish and really, really play, because you can just wear a red wig, a blonde wig. I have all these different types of wigs. I have a long hair wig. I have a wig that looks like Jennifer Aniston's hair. I have red hair with fringes. That's a bob cut. It looks very comical. And then I also have just a simple bob cut for everyday look. And I played with a lot of bandanas, a lot of different ways to tie the scarves in the head. I just love to play just because it gives me that license to bring out my creativity and play with my looks in different ways. And also, another tip for your skin, if you're looking to decrease the appearance of scars from your surgery, the vitamin E capsule gel is the good way to do it. It was advised by my oncologist and also by my dermatologist. You just break the capsules and rub it everywhere in your scar area, and it helps heal the scars better, much, much better, because it's pure moisturizer. So I highly, highly recommend that. And for the hair, which is the crowning glory, what I've been using to help my hair grow and flourish is castor oil. I would put castor oil in my hair mixed with jojoba oil and peppermint, and I keep it in a cling wrap for a few minutes, maybe get out in the sun and heat it, and then rinse it off with a biotin shampoo, because all these things encourage hair growth. Castor oil, biotin, and peppermint and jojoba oil. This is my hair secret. That is why my hair is flourishing. And I'm not sure if it actually helps with hair growth, but it encourages very, very healthy hair. So that I definitely, definitely recommend, just because I've seen it work in my case. And if you are down to the very basics of makeup, I always carry a lip and cheek tint, just because when you're doing chemo, you feel and look pale. And the last thing you want sometimes is to look sick. So I really love a good cheek tint, because you look rosy and healthy and your lips don't look like you have anemia. So sometimes you have to really disguise yourself, not because you're in denial, but of course, so you can feel good. So you don't look like sick, because when you look sick, you feel sick, and then it just goes spiraling down. So instead of giving in to your emotion, might as well feel good and look good and help yourself along the way. So that really helped me. These things that I wrote in my book really, really helped me feel great. And it's a constant effort to remind yourself that the diagnosis shouldn't dictate your self-esteem. That yes, it's normal to feel bad for a while. It's normal to question if you're still desirable, but I hope that you find ways to uplift yourself. Go dance naked in the room. Wear sexy lingerie, put on perfume, put on red lipstick occasionally, and stare at yourself in the mirror and say that you're still beautiful, that you are created by God, that you have something to offer to the world. You have a good soul, a strong body, and a resilient mind. And your spirit is still here wanting to fight. That's why you're still alive. So I hope that you remind yourself that being alive and going through a lot, and you still being here, listening to my podcast, is showing beauty in its own way, because you are very strong and very inspiring in your own little way. So find beauty where you find it and take care of yourself. At the end of the day, all we have is ourselves. And even if we don't have external validation from the world to feel beautiful, sometimes all it takes is for us to see it in our own reflection in the mirror. So I hope that even if you don't feel good right now, that you feel like you're not beautiful enough because of what you're going through, know that this is temporary. And at the end of the day, the world will see you the way you see yourself. So see yourself in a positive, beautiful light, and everything else will follow. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast for today. If you want to check out the book that I'm telling you about, the one I wrote during the pandemic, while going in and out of the hospital for 3 major surgeries, thinking that I might be dying, but instead I'm still here promoting the book. I hope that you visit Amazon and key in That Shit Called Cancer. It's a self-help book for breast cancer, and also sharing some tidbits about winning affirmations and common self-sabotaging thoughts. Also, my story, photographs, there's lots that you can learn from and get inspiration from based on my metastatic breast cancer journey. I super appreciate your support. And I do hope that you let me know about your journey as well, if you can relate, if you have any reactions or questions about this podcast or the book. And if you'd like to share your story, please hit me up on an email at jamiewins@gmail.com or simply visit my official website, www.jamiewins.com. And I would love, love, love to hear from you. Again, thank you so much for supporting my journey all this time. And I hope that my story is inspiring you in simple or grand way, and that we are all thriving in our own little way. I hope that feeling unpretty right now with this mental attitude, I hope that you draw inspiration just by listening to my episode for today. So I'll just talk to you again on the next podcast episode. Yes? All right. Well, I hope that you keep thriving and winning in life. And I wish you the very, very best. Thank you. Take care. And talk to you again on the next podcast episode. This is Jamie, and I'm signing off. Bye.